Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everybody, it's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, and producing the outdoor show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, Boyd's One Stop, and Angler U. All right, getting into the weather. If you like the last couple of days with all the wind, hey, I got some good news for you. It's going to be that way for a while, it looks like. So we get that front end this weekend. All right, today it looks like cloudy and windy. That's easy to predict. Time near 80. Winds be south-southeast 20 to 30. Wind gusts could occasionally gust over 40 miles per hour. For tonight, pretty much the same. Southeast 20 to 30. Gusts up to 40. And then for tomorrow, windy with mostly cloudy skies. High around 80. South-southeast winds 25 to 35. And 40-mile-an-hour gusts. So, it's spring in Texas on the Gulf Coast. And nothing you can do about it. All right, looking at tides for today, we have two of them. We're sitting on a low right now. It's a negative 0.4. We have a high coming up at 11:52 a.m. It's a 1.7. 7:06 a.m. is your sunrise. 7:39 p.m. sunset. And we're on a quarter moon phase. Looking at current conditions, it's down a little bit from yesterday afternoon, but it's still a little bit breezy out there. Looking at Eagle Point, it's south-southeast 14 to 18, pretty much the same at Morgan's Point. The buoy offshore is showing about 16, and the North Jetty about 17. That's not counting the gusts. That's just sustained winds. But it's going to be a breezy day. Another breezy day. The old rollover side showing 15 right now. All right, well, let's run over Sabine Way where it's always calm. They never get any wind over there, and check in with Bill Watkins. Good morning, Bill. What's up, man?
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it did. Oh, man. Talk about some breezy conditions. Oh, God. So, I haven't been fishing in about a week now. It's just that's too much.
Well,
in the back bow somewhere, a ditch, and trying to scratch fish out of there. And I mean, that's always an option. If you really want to go fishing, I can do that. But wow, being out on the open lake right now is just not an option. You know, you just, wow, just can't do it.
Too hard. It's a bayou and back bay kind of fishing conditions right now. Or, you know, if you've got a good protected shoreline with some decent water on it, wade fishing's, you know, that's, I think that's why we kind of started doing this so many years ago, so we could get our trips in, where you can catch something, but not everybody has wade fishermen. They're few and far between these days compared to the old days. I think everybody back in the day jumped in the water, but it's not that way anymore.
No, but that's definitely an option.
I mean, that's about all you do, man.
Yeah, you can get the water up to your chest, and you kind of, the wind kind of goes over you.
Yeah, the lower you are to the water, the less it blows. Just your head sticking up.
Yeah, but don't go on the windward shoreline.
No, fish the protected side. I mean, you could try it on the windward side, but you wouldn't like it.
No, you would not. You'd be jumping over waves, getting flipped over. And so it's so here for the last, you know, 3 or 4 days, I've just been cleaning my rifles, okay? I've decided that, you know what? It's hunting season's over now, and I'm just going to pull out rifles and clean them. So yesterday, I think I cleaned, oh my goodness, probably 7 rifles, and swapped out the barrels, and used my new little nylon brushes, got everything.
Yeah, I like those new little nylon cleaning brushes.
Yes.
You know, instead of using the metal copper kind, you know.
Yeah, the bronze ones, I think I'm going to do away with those. But I still got a few that, I mean, I cleaned my 357 Magnum wheel gun, and I with that, I didn't have the right size brush in the nylon, so I just went at it with that. I had a brand new bronze brush that I scrubbed that thing out with, and it took many, many strokes to get the lead out of the barrel of that gun. Goodness gracious.
Really?
But you shoot a gun like that a whole lot, and I hadn't cleaned it in forever. And I just went at it, you know. It took longer to clean that one than it did any 3 of the rifles. Just, it was dirty. You know, just, I don't use it much anymore. It's pretty heavy. It's like a Smith & Wesson stainless wheel gun.
Uh-huh.
357-38.
Wheel gun.
And yeah.
People that don't know, that's a revolver.
Yeah, that's a revolver. Yeah, I just really, that is a super accurate pistol. It's just, man, I mean, that thing, it's just one of the lucky ones. And high quality.
Yeah, it fits you and fits your eye and everything just right. I mean, that's the way guns are. You know, you just, all the pistols I've got, if I had to shoot for accuracy, you know, like in a match or something, there's about 2 or 3 you have that'd be your go-to that you'd pick up and go, yeah, I can drive nails with this.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when I went for my handgun course, you know, way back when I got my license to carry.
Boy, that was a while back when we were all doing that. Remember that? That was a thing.
Oh, golly, that was, yeah, you're turning back the clock there. And I picked up my wife's Glock 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a competition trigger on that thing, and it's deadly accurate too. I mean, that thing will shoot. And I was standing there beside this lady. This is a funny story. I'm standing beside a line of people that are shooting, you know, and they've made a shoot in different positions and different distances. And I looked down range and went to shoot, and there was a hole coming in my target, and I didn't shoot. The lady standing next to me shot my target. Shot it right in the head.
You got to be careful these gun ranges. You got to watch the people around you, man. Have you seen some of the videos that come out with pistols being pointed towards other people and just, I mean, unsafe behavior big time?
Oh, it's insane. It's totally insane.
Send me out to a pasture somewhere by myself and let me sight.
That's right.
My guns, I mean, it's, man.
Yeah, I'm looking right down that barrel. And all
hey, go to a gun range and look at the ceiling underneath it, you know, over your head, and look at all the holes in it.
Oh, good grief. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. It happens.
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, man. And anyway, that's what I've been doing yesterday. I spent probably 5 hours sitting at a table.
Oh, you can spend some time doing that.
Yeah.
I think I did that on a cold, rainy January day one day. Just pulled them all out and went through them. Put them up. They're ready for action.
Yep. Yeah, I just...
Same way with fishing equipment, you know? Just everything tip-top shape.
You've got to do that every once in a while. And it keeps me from wanting to own too many guns because then I have to clean them all.
Yeah.
So it's down to a select few nowadays. But I'm always looking at guns, though. So, you know, even though I really don't hunt that much anymore, I'm really interested in the AR type stuff.
Yeah, they're fun guns. Black guns are fun.
Yeah, I only got one.
And they're accurate, too. You know, people think because they only have a 16-inch barrel on them, well, it's, you know. Man, I've had some pretty good long kill shots with a AR-10, you know, .308 caliber. And it's just that gun's getting too heavy for me now. You know, crawling up my deer stand with it, you don't realize how, you know, you put it down for a year, and then you get a year older, and you pull it out of the safe and go, man, this thing's heavy.
Yeah, that's right. And I've got a lightweight one, but it's still... you know, about 6.5 pounds. And, you know, I've got a scope on it.
I think that's what the barrel on my 10 weighs, you know, that big old sass barrel, fluted barrel. That's where the weight comes from. That thing's heavy.
But they
You'll never wash it out.
I still wind up just, you know, if I'm shooting at a deer or a hog, I'm just going to shoot one time.
Yeah, that's right.
So the semi-auto feature, you know, that's not that important. But my favorite is a single shot 708. Light little old gun, weighs about 5 pounds. And that's my favorite.
A lot of people shoot that 7mm 08. They swear by it. I don't have one of those. I really don't need one. Got too much now. You know?
If you got a 308, it doesn't matter. That's pretty much the same thing, just a little bigger, bigger, fatter.
Yeah. More meat. A little heavier more grain.
Meat. Yeah, you can get a lot more bullet weights in a 308.
I have friends go, man, you shoot that Weatherby. Man, that's like 4 to 450 a bullet. I said, yeah, but only shoot it two or three times a year. Two to sight it in, make sure it's on, and then one to kill something.
That's true. Yeah. Some four or five bucks a shot.
That's not a rifle you just go to the gun range and target practice with. You shoot your more affordable rounds like your 223, 5.56 or 7.62 and 308. Now they're more affordable if you just want to practice. Yeah, you don't practice with Weatherbys. Unless you're rich.
Is it a Mark V or a Vanguard?
I've got two of them, a Mark V and a Vanguard. Now, I can't tell the difference between either one of them. They both shoot the same. They're both highly accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. They
one's just prettier than the other.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad had a Vanguard 7mm Magnum. And it wound up getting stolen, but that was a beautiful gun.
Right.
And I didn't like to shoot it. It was too much back pressure. But I sighted it in for him.
Right. All right, let me do this break, Bill. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me. All right, you're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:19. All right, Bill, we're back, my friend.
Well, I guess we can get on a little fishing report right now.
That
would probably
be
what
nice.
Everybody'd be interested in anyway.
Yes.
So, still got a little water coming down the rivers, but local areas, it's not that bad right now. So I think in all this big southeast wind, we should have some salt water pushing up.
Oh, yeah. All it's doing is pumping water in, man. Them tides have been bulling up in this wind, brother.
So that's going to change things, and that'll put water up in the marsh, and it'll filter it out. And I expect that the very next time I go, I'm going to be on the fish right away.
Yeah.
I think they'll be in both areas that I've been fishing, and maybe even some more too. So that's going to be okay. I might still have to fish the backwater if I've got wind, but I've got a bunch of trips coming up at the last half of this month. I mean, I'm going to be really busy, I think. But it should start settling down. We should get a little bit of a break. And this front that's coming right now on Saturday or whenever, that thing, that was like 6 days between the front. And that's what I've been waiting on. You know, when you get a cold front every 3 days, it's hard to get everything going. You know, the wind keeps switching around, blowing hard out of every direction, and it's just like a washing machine out there in that lake. Yep. It keeps everything turned upside down. So when it slows down, you know, here lately it's just all been south and southeast. But that's okay, too. You know, that will put salt water in the bay. And on high tide, it'll get right in there.
Yeah, it's funny how the tables have turned on us. Remember from January up till a couple of weeks ago, all the low water we had all year. Now we're fighting high water.
It was winter low tides.
Yes.
And I'd rather it be the other way around, because that brings redfish up on the shoreline, and trout and flounder, and everybody gets up on the shoreline with that high water. They like it, especially on the south side of the lake.
Yes.
So, and then, you know, I'm supposed to go catfishing Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Well, we're going to have to cancel that.
Yeah, we got a pretty good shot at some rain Saturday and Sunday, and then, you know, the front probably pushing through on Sunday sometime.
I do not want to be cold and miserable trying to fish for catfish.
Yeah, it's going to get cold again. But good news is I don't think we're going to freeze again, because all my pecan trees went nuts this week. They all budded out.
Yeah.
They're growing.
I noticed that here, too.
And then pecans pop. Yeah. When the pecan trees pop, I don't think you're going to get another freeze.
No, looks like we might miss our Easter freeze. I don't think it's going to get that cold Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
I think lows in the upper 40s, you know, here on the coast.
Yeah, but the wind is going to blow really hard, and I just don't want to be out there and be cold. We can adjust our trip over a couple of weeks or a week. You know, till things settle down.
Yeah, catfish is just kicking in and getting good. I got a lot of a lot of brighter days ahead.
Yeah, I prefer going in April or even May.
Yeah,
you know, when things settle down. But I know good and well I'm not going to have an open day in May to go. You know, that's it's already filling in. And I've not even been bass fishing once this year. And I really neither. Would like to do that. I just hadn't had time.
I hadn't either, man. I've been wanting to go, though. A lot of big bass being caught on all the area lakes, you know, Toledo, Rayburn, and OH Ivy again. Man, that place is just, how many lunkers can that place produce? Jeez.
It's cranking them out, isn't it?
Unreal.
Yeah. something about a bass that just makes them desirable.
Yeah, especially
big I love catching them. It's a head game.
Yeah, they're fun to fish for.
There's so many different ways you can catch them. So many different patterns. You know, I go out and fish for speckled trout and have two rods. I mean, I could have six or seven on the deck, you know, with top waters and this and that. But I've got it narrowed down to, you know, maybe three basic lures. And you'll catch them. You know, you just got to find them. But it's not, I don't know. They're pushovers compared to bass, especially Florida bass.
Yeah.
They sneak up and do stuff in backwaters and things this time of year that, oh, it's just really cool. I just love fishing for them. But that's just my thing. Not for everybody. And here I am.
It should be.
Yeah, it should be. I haven't been able to go one time this year, and I determined myself. I said, January, I'm gonna do some bass fishing. I'm gonna do it maybe once or two, twice a month, and get in there and, you know, get my fix, and I haven't even cranked the truck to head that way.
Yeah, I got here to work early this morning, and I was just, you know, rolling through social media, and there's a video going around, everybody sharing it. some charter captain in Florida over in Punta Gorda goes crazy on some young kid in another boat that didn't even say anything to him, and that, boy, that is embarrassing to see a fellow guide act like that. He boarded that kid's boat. I mean, it was ugly. I mean, it's just...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that guy better watch out. He boards the wrong boat. He won't be... Well, they may be shipping him back home in a body bag. There's no sense in that.
Well, if you...
Over
if
a you've fish, got anger, you know? Overfishing.
If you got anger management issues, you don't need to be a fisher.
This guy definitely does. He's got something going on upstairs. Pretty
sad.
Yeah,
there seems to be. It's really easy to be polite. You know, I probably got a little bit too close to a guy the other day, and he never said a word. But I was way out of his casting range. You know, shallow water and. I was trying to not get on him. You know, I used my trolling motor and didn't do anything wrong, really. And then later on, I'm on fish over there on the other side of the ridge, and I'm catching them like crazy. We're all sticking them. I mean, we're doing doubles and triples, and he comes over from across the reef and tries to get as close to me as he could.
Yeah,
he never could catch him, and I know it was frustrating for him, you know. And I didn't say a word.
You know, that's basically the way it's always been. Even when we had a lot of fish, the one who gets on them first is the one that's gonna. I mean, he's gonna win.
That's right.
And you got other people trying to crowd and get in there. All they do is ruin it for everybody. They're not gonna catch him for sure, and they're gonna ruin it for the guy that did get on them and get them going.
Finally, he cranked his motor and roared off. He couldn't take it anymore, and it was you know, it was sad what he had to do. And I thought, well, maybe I aggravated him, but, you know, got within two cast lengths of him. I try not to even do that, but you know, if you'll anchor up in some of those places that have current. And just stay still, the fish will come around you.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you can, trout are directional. You get a school of them coming, and they'll all come to the back of your boat. you know, they'll move right on up on you. You just get them excited and keep them excited. Keep baits in the water, and boy, you can whack them. You know, nowadays with a three fish limit, I guess that don't matter that much.
Yeah, that's not really whacking them anymore, is it?
That's not really whacking them.
Times have changed. All right, Bill. Well, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to give you a call about coming over to Sabine and fishing with you firsthand, how they get a hold of you, man?
Well, 409-673-9211 or fishsabinelake.com.
All right, bud. Well, you have a good day. Good talking to you. We'll see if we can get this wind to quit blowing.
Thank you.
All right, Bill. Thank
have a
you,
good
buddy.
One, buddy.
You too, man. Later. Well, hey, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th, down in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. Just join us for the captain's meeting in Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch, Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, and a chance to get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. Then it's game on, safe light launch Friday morning, and weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. So bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry fees just $400 a team. And here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. They're helping kids get on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast. Register today, matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:35. Let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with a fish dude. Richard Tosh, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better. I'm here.
Good. Good deal.
That's a start.
You ain't lying. Ain't no doubt about that.
No better way to start the day than talking fishing with all you knuckleheads. It's good stuff.
There you go.
Look
you can't
forward
beat
to
that
it every
deal.
Day, man.
I promise, there ain't no doubt about that. But I'll tell you what, at least I finally found some dang hybrids that wanted to stay fairly consistent and cooperating.
Well, I saw that. Safe. I said, man, blind hog found an acorn.
I know. It took me long enough. Dang, them rascals were hiding from me there for a while.
You talk about fickle fish.
It's just crazy how they'll kind of just move around. And every year is different. I mean,
don't
they,
you wish
they'd
eat like white bass do all the time?
Actually, those things they do more like redfish more than anything.
I mean, they bite.
Oh.
I mean, bite. Not literally eat. Yeah.
We
said eat all day like them darn white bass do.
It'd be nice because I guarantee you them rascals are fun, especially over, when they get to running up the river and stuff. And that's, because you can sit there and catch them two and three at a time, be done with them quick, and then when they get on the main lake,
that's all they do.
I guarantee you they are. All day long, too. That'd be nice, but them rascals, that's the thing about those white bass. They're just so thick when you get into places where they're at.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about that before. People all the time think Conroe's full of them, too. It's not. It's, they're all in the river over at Trinity and stuff like that. Because they're more of a river fish, they got to have that moving water on and stuff. So those white bass, they do totally different than everything else. They just got to have that moving water, and once they get that moving water, that triggers them to spawn when the temperature's right and all that. So Conroe's got moving water when the wind blows. That's about it. But that dang wind's been blowing pretty good here lately. I mean, good night. That's like Tuesday night when I was fishing that. That Tuesday night tournament over there, I mean, I could not get a fish that was a big one at all. I mean, I weighed in three squeakers. I mean, they were just, I went to culling 16-inch fish that were skinny to get 16-inch that were fatter. That was the dangest thing. And I mean, I caught a bunch of them, but they were all right at 16 inches long. And the culling skinny ones to get fat ones, and they were mostly fry garters because there's a lot of fry that's unhatched out on the lake right now. You can get in a lot of places and see them, but man, they're still weighing some big ones because that that Tuesday night deal. It's three fish weigh in, and when you're weighing in three that weigh 20 pounds, that's some jumps there.
There, buddy. You bet you.
I guarantee you. And I mean, they're still catching them big ones, but I just hadn't been on those bigger fish. You know, last week I had three for like 9.5. This week I had three for 6.5. So it's like, good night. It's crazy. But they'll back off once they get through doing all that spawning. These guys will quit seeing them. And that's what they're doing. They're seeing a lot of them on the beds and catching them. And I've not found those. Found a couple of the bigger ones, but the places where I found them are all kind of community spots. I went in one of them this last Tuesday where I'd found some, and there was 8 boats sitting in there on this one little old spot. And it's like, good night.
Yeah,
you can't do it. I mean,
you can't.
It ain't gonna happen.
I mean, you can't work over the way you want to when it's like that.
Exactly. It's not very effective, you know, especially, you know, because you get the first boat in there gets to the best stretch. And there's like one little stretch in there. It's about 20, 25 yards long. That's got some of the bigger fish on it. And, you know, everybody else just kind of takes back seat and get in there and work it out.
Yeah, once they get in there, there's not much meat left on the bone, buddy.
No, there ain't. That's the biggest part right there. But you can take those scraps, and I caught me a couple out of there, but nothing, you know, no big ones. That was the biggest thing. So I just jumped up and got out and went to Old Faithful, got up there in that grass and started working that grass over, and you know, bagging that grass. It was working pretty good, but this week, instead of catching them on that Pop R like I did last week, I was catching them on that Shad Assassin. And that, man, that rascal there, just, it's fun to watch those fish hit that thing. Because they, you know, I was dragging it across some of that shallow grass. I'm talking about less than a foot deep. And I'd throw it up there on top of it and drag it through there. And they would just blow up on it like a topwater bait. So,
yeah.
And I probably caught, good night. I bet I've caught 10 or 15 fish. And, you know, called a few times. Like I said, I was calling them skinny ones to get them fatter ones. And it just, I was in a spot full of little ones, you know. And that's, you know, that's another thing I want to point out. On Conroe, a lot of people don't saw it. Matter of fact, it happened on one of the Sunday morning tournaments last week. You know, a guy come in there and weighed in a 15-inch fish thinking he had a legal keeper fish. Conroe's length limit on bass is 16. Yeah,
that's right.
It's 16. Now, statewide, for most lakes, it's still 14, but, you know, the thing is, people got to remember, you know, different lakes, check your length limits and bag limits, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the thing with Texas fishing freshwater. You got to check each individual lake you fish because all the, you know, catfish limits are different, bass, I mean, everything, you know, you got to.
Yes.
Got to stay on the game with that, or you might be receiving a ticket from the man.
You could. There ain't no doubt. Well, see, that's like in that Sunday morning deal. You weigh in a short fish. They take your big fish and the short fish and weigh what you got left, and that's it. So you lose all that.
Throw them in the water and get in and put it on the trailer, buddy. You're done.
That's pretty much it, because you're not going to compete with them boys with two fish left, you know, because that's or three fish left, because that's what's going to happen. You know, it's a five fish deal on Sunday, so it's when they take your big fish and your short fish, you're done. I mean, that's you can't do it, especially if you get you a nice big fish. But they've been weighing in some nice ones here lately, so
yes,
it's all good. You know, ain't no doubt. Sunday morning even had some 10-pounders being weighed in. Lots of 8-pounders coming in and stuff like that. So it's all good. And then I saw where I think it was O.H. Ivy pulled in one that was almost 17 pounds the other day.
I saw that. I mean, it just – O.H. Ivy like, just keeps cranking that like out, it, man. It's unreal.
It does. I don't get it, but, I mean, that I don't have to. I'm just glad there's a lake out there doing that, you know. And it's you know, it's kind of blowing Fork away as far as big fish lakes, you know.
Well, you just don't hear about Fork much anymore like you used to.
No, but I'll tell you what, Fork was there for a lot of years where you just caught all the big ones and stuff.
Nobody will ever touch those Lunker records.
No, I'll tell you what, it's amazing because they've got so dang many of them. It's unreal. And you know, but Ivy's coming in. I mean, it's liable to top that state record here for long. So that's one of the things that I'm ready to, you know, I want to see. I've never been to Ivy, but I'm going to get up there one of these days. It's one of those bucket list things for me right now. So, but I'm going to get there. I hadn't done it. Hadn't had any real reason to go over there and try it. So that's other than getting one of them big rascals to chew on something I was chunking out there. And that's all that matters. So one of these days I'm going to get over there. There ain't no doubt. It's just got to get after it and find me some slower time to do it. And once I get there, then I'm going to go to looking for them big ones. There ain't no doubt about that. But, man, I'm just glad to get those hybrids going right on Conroe again, you know, because like I say, I've had them and they've been biting in the afternoons better than the mornings. And then finally I got the morning fish kind of, they're not really locked into a spot, but it's a general area. So it's one of those deals where I'll catch them in this area just randomly, you know, throughout the year. Normally it's in January when I'm catching them in the spot that I'm catching them. And it's just, it's kind of weird. Everything's rotating because, you know, you kind of make those mental notes of where you catch fish certain times of the year, and you always try to go back to those same patterns that you've done over the years. And with hybrids, it's strange. Sometimes they stick to those patterns. Other times you just have to mix it up and just test the waters and say, are they here today or are they there today? And it's all bait related. That's the thing. It's always bait related, according, you know, to everything I've ever done with hybrids. That if the bait's not there, they're not there.
That's the big part.
Yeah,
staying on fish and locating fish with bait, you're going to have some fish. I mean, that's just par for the course.
That's it. There ain't no doubt. And I'll tell you what, it kind of blows me away how that bait this year has been moving around a lot, you know, and it's early, it's in one spot, and then it just disappears as the sun comes up, and then it's just constantly moving this year. So, but it's all good. I don't care. As long as I can find them, it doesn't hurt my feelings.
No.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And then, you know, with those hybrids also, it's getting that group of people that want to stick with them and hunt them down. You know, that's one of the biggest things it takes is, because I get, you know, I'm not patient at all. You know, most people don't understand that. I don't have any patience. I don't want to sit there and wait a lot of times. But if I got someone that's kind of on the fence about, okay, I want to do this, but I want to do that too, I'm going to go for what I know is biting the best, rather than sit there and just camp on those on hybrids or whatever it is I'm fishing for, trying to make them bite. You know, if I'll give them an hour or two, if they don't want to do right, we're going to flip over and do something else. Cause I do a lot of those mixed trips where I'd mix it up and do here, this and that. It doesn't matter. You know, like I think I got a trip coming up where they want to crappie fish, bass fish and hybrid fish. So it's, you know, you get out there, you're on a time schedule, especially when I'm running two trips a day, I have to be back in and done and ready for my next trip at a certain time of the day, which is afternoons. I typically run around 1 o'clock. So that's the thing when I'm trying to cram in three different species at the same time.
Yeah, I know it. That's pressure, man. I don't like it.
I don't like it, but I enjoy the hunt. That's the thing, you know, because if I can get on all three of them and get that trifecta, I'm good. It don't hurt my feelings at all. So and it happens a lot, you know, especially when everything's going right. You know, it's just one of those things where you get out there and catch you 8 or 10 of these, 8 or 10 of those, 8 or 10 of these, and then you can top it off, maybe throw some catfish in the mix too. So you end up with a whole fistful of fish and a big variety and different techniques to catch all of them. So that's the biggest thing. And that's why, you know, I carry about 60 rods in that Pathfinder, you know. that way I've never got to change. You know, I've got all my tackle for hybrids rigged up in one locker, and I've got a little bit of artificial bait stuff in that same locker. I've got all my spinning gear in another locker, which is rigged up for catfish and crappie, and you name it, I'm ready to go. So that way we change up from one to another. I just grab a different set of rods out and go to, get after it. You know, that's the main thing. So I'm ready for them no matter what. And I tell people all the time, they say, why you got so many rods? I tell, I was a Boy Scout. The first thing you learn is be prepared. So you keep that in the back of your head all the time. You can't be unprepared when you're out there on that kind of stuff. Because if you're sitting there rigging the whole time, you're wasting time. And that's you know, that's one of the key things, is keep everything where you're organized and keep it where it's quick, fast, and in a hurry, so you catch everything or are able to change over at the drop of a hat. You know, that's the main thing. That's what I like about it. But I still enjoy it, though. That's the biggest part about it. As long as I'm enjoying it, I'm good.
I know you are, buddy. Well, Richard, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Go out there and whack on some fish today. If somebody wants to call you about coming up and fishing with you, give them some info, my friend.
All right, man. You want to get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Richard, have a good day, and I'll talk to you Saturday. You be safe out there.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
See you, man. All right. All right, let's hop down to Matagorda now. Let's check in with old Charlie P. this morning. Charlie Paradosky, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, I couldn't be better, I guess. It's all good. I'm here.
Yeah, me too.
We're talking fishing.
I'm sorry about that phone problem last week.
Well, that's all right. I mean, people were going, man, I hope Charlie's okay. And that's why I texted Bink and Tommy that morning and said, y'all see Charlie milling around down there? We can't reach him. And they said, yeah, he's got a new phone and everything's messed up on it. And so it's all good.
Man, I've been getting so many spam calls. It's just driving me crazy. And they put a hold on it, and I didn't even realize that both times when y'all called, the phone was in my hand ready to talk. Yeah, I didn't see that it just went right to voicemail. But anyway.
Yeah, we got spammed. I guess it had us listed as spam. I don't know. That's weird how this works, but hey.
Yeah. Anyway. No, I was fishing the whole weekend, and in fact, Tommy saw me. I couldn't get my gate open in my boat.
Yeah, he
one
said
morning.
You weren't in too good a mood. Said you were locked out of your boat stall. I couldn't get your gate open. The lock was messed up or something. I said, "Oh Lord."
Man. He saw me over there kicking the gate and cussing, and said, man, yeah, you're all right.
Break out the minigun, taking his gate.
Yeah,
out.
There you go. Anyway, now fishing was pretty good all weekend.
Yeah, I saw where y'all were doing pretty good.
It's funny that school of fish had just moved over. You know, it's in the same area, but it's like they're about half a mile over now in one spot. And luckily, there's just not that many people out there pecking on them. But I don't know. You know, we're probably just wiping out that whole school. We need some reinforcement coming in, I think.
Wiping them out three fish at a time.
Yeah. But there's some pretty good fish.
Water temperatures are getting up, and hey, man, new recruits will be coming.
Yeah. You know, back in the day, normally we'd be wade fishing for sure.
And right.
Even in this weather right now, which can't get anybody to go with this kind of wind. But as you know, over the years, we've caught a lot of big trout with conditions like this.
Oh, yeah. Lots. You just got to have the crew so you can get shallow and fish for big ones. Not
That's
bites, just
do.
Big fish, you know. It's what we always did back in the day.
That's what you're supposed to be doing.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir. I don't have a trip till Saturday, and this weather looks iffy. I've been watching it. Now, I don't think the bad stuff's going to come until Saturday afternoon, but it could be wrong. Don't know.
Yeah, you may have a wind of Saturday morning, and you're still going to have wind, but I think most of the rain will be Saturday afternoon, night, and Sunday morning before the front comes.
Right.
Going to be a little cool down, drop these water temps a little bit, and Here we go.
Yeah, and we finally got some tide. We've got good high tides. And
well, we got some water now, buddy. And yeah, we pumping in here. We're loaded.
Yeah. The you know, it's hard to believe we went, what, 3 months with low tides. And
right.
And finally got it back. So we're all good to go over here. Those guys down south are really catching some good fish, and a lot of them.
Yeah, it kind of tapered off this week with all these high winds. I hadn't seen much going on. A few fish being caught, but not like it was a week prior. Man, that 1 week, they had some pretty impressive fish being weighed. Pretty nasty.
Yeah. Well, what's funny, Mick, is you're just not that many people fishing over here in our area. I don't know how it is in Galveston, but
We're getting a few lurkers starting to pop out on, you know, the more fair weather days. The other day I saw one other boat. Pretty dismal.
Even on a Saturday, you know, there may be 30, 40 boats.
Yeah.
You know, we're normally, I mean, they're in line to launch. I guess that's going to come, but it's just not there. Not there.
Well, and, enjoy you
know,
while you
most
can.
Of that, well, most of those guys are down south, mm-hmm. you know, because they travel where it's happening. You know, before that freeze, everybody was in Matagorda. So.
Right.
I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're catching them. We're doing just fine.
Hey, when you got people throwing up 8 and 9 pounders on the screen on social media every day, it's kind of like Field of Dreams. Build it and they will come. They see it. They're going.
Yes, sir.
They're going to get it. It's all right. Yep. Everybody has their heyday.
That's right. We had it. We'll have it again.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
I mean, not to the expectations that we have, but it'll be good enough. It'll get them going.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie P. Well, hey, man, I'll work on this wind and weather. I'm not having much luck this year, but somebody wants to call you about coming down to Matagorda and getting down. How do they get a hold of you, man?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401. Let it go to voicemail, and I'll call you right back.
All right, Charlie. You need to have a talk with them Astros, too.
Yeah, they need some help right now.
We need hats for bats. Keep bats warm. They're cold. All right, man.
They are. Take care.
I see you. All right. Bye. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. Easy to find right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. And while you're there, check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. You can try it before you buy it, see which blend you like, and they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pecan smoked pulled pork and homemade hot dogs. It's really good. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, and their wild game processing facility never closes, open year-round. And if you're getting some Axis deer processed or whatever you're still taking in, check out their new sausage recipe available. It's really good. You got to try it. And get some deer tamales and venison hot dogs made while you're at it. Your family will love that you did. And the Belleville Meat Market celebrating 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everybody, it's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.